Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk
Northern Mariana Islands, but I am originally here from the Gulf Coast of Florida. And you employed me from the time that I was 12 to the time that I was 18.
Yes, I did. and you haven't changed a bit.
Well, I'm 50 now. I was just going by the old plaza where the comic book store that you owned was, and I was reminiscing that, wow, I remember that, and what it was like to have comics and all that stuff. And, you know, I got to say that it's nice to be home for a little while. I won't stay long. I'm probably here just for a little while, and then I'll be gone. But, let me turn you down. Apparently, we're trying to do the show on the fly here. So I've got you turned down just a little bit. Captain, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Excellent. So Captain's sitting in as our producer tonight, and he's making sure that that everything goes fine. But we'll be taking calls. The number is 603-283-6160. Captain, is that right?
603-283-6160 is the correct number.
Excellent. So people can call in and talk about anything they want here live. If it's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, pretty much any day of the week, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. But we do have some show prep that we're ready to go with.
Well, you didn't give me part of the show prep.
Which part?
Why is he called the captain?
His name's Captain Kickass. I don't know. It's a on-air name. Captain?
It was a name given to me many, many years ago when I was moving with some people and I spilled my friend Jake's beer, and he was all, well, way to go, Captain Kickass, you spilled my beer. And then after that I joined a band where everybody in the band already had pseudonyms, so not, you know, their slave names or whatever, and I was like, oh, I'll just use Captain Kickass. And this was, you know, in the mid-90s, so like early internet days. And so forums were a big deal, and of course the first rule of the internet was don't put your real stuff out online. And so, you know, I joined a bunch of forums for musicians and that kind of thing, and my handle, of course, was just Captain Kickass. And so that is the origin story in the shortest possible time I could tell it.
Well, thank you. I've lost so much cultural reference in my years now, because he's talking about the 90s. I was thinking, that sounds like a Gilbert Shelton underground comic from the late 60s. Captain Kickass would have been great. And then he was talking about forum, and then putting your real stuff out there, and everything I thought about was something different than what he was talking about.
Yeah, there's so many underground comics that have been lost to the ages, yes. But I did get to read quite a few of them when I worked at the comic book store back in the 80s, and it was, it was enlightening, let me tell you. So the story we've got tonight is coming out of Bradenton originally. You sent this one to me, Henry, and it's really something to read. So coming from Bradenton.com, which apparently is the website of the former Bradenton Herald, is that right?
Yes, and it's part of the McClatchy Group, which just, I think, got bought out of bankruptcy, but they also own the Miami Herald. It's actually, for people that can remember newspapers and their grandparents telling about them, the McClatchy Group was a pretty prestigious group that actually did some incredible investigative reporting, the Iraq War invasion, abuse in Florida prisons, the Jeffrey Epstein original story back in 2012.
Right, they were responsible for the Miami. Right, the Miami Herald was responsible for breaking that story, so they were the first on the Jeffrey Epstein train.
Great profession. People should get paid for that stuff.
It's strange how I guess we're farther in the dark than we used to be back in the day, because for some reason everybody wants their news for free on the internet now. And we used to be willing to pay for it. I remember it was a quarter to get a paper back in the day. Now it's like a dollar and a quarter to get a paper. And if you want to deliver it to your house, it's even more than that. But the Braden Herald's basically gone out of business. Is that correct? I mean, there is no mullet wrapper any longer?
The paper's around.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's abbreviated, and they don't do it on Saturday anymore, but neither does the Tampa Bay Times publish on Saturday anymore. In fact, I think they may be published less than the Braden Herald, even though they have five times the circulation.
There you go.
People won't know this name, and hopefully he's not listening, but Daniel Ruth is a great editorial writer in Tampa Bay. And he was on a couple big newspapers, Tampa Tribune before the St. Petersburg Times merged and bought them and called it the Tampa Bay Times. But I used to follow him on News Talk 820 up in Tampa on the weekends, because they wanted to have a balanced programming, so they put all the Michael Savages and stuff during the week, and then on the Sunday afternoon ghetto of wrestling, they put Daniel Ruth with me following him as the token progressives.
Right.
But he was talking about the Tampa Tribune that day when they laid off a bunch of longtime workers. It was about 2008 or 2009, and he goes, and that's what happens when you give away your product for free. And since he was probably about to be laid off next, and all his friends got laid off, I didn't say to him, you've worked in newspapers that long, and you don't know what your product is. Because he thought the product was what was printed on the pages of the newspaper, at least his content that was printed on the pages. And it wasn't. The product of the newspapers were the ads and the eyeballs that were looking at the ads. And if the content didn't bring the eyeballs, you aren't doing your job.
Yeah, I think it's sad what's happened to newspapers, because there's a long, great history of journalism, but it's journalism ain't what she used to be. I mean, let's take a look at the hard left turn that New York Times has taken, and now it seems like pretty much any news outlet has to take a either right or left look at things, and nobody's just trying to do journalism anymore. By the way, you said you said progressive. Do you consider yourself a progressive?
That's the way I was marketing myself back then.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometime later on, I marketed myself as independent. Let people listen to the side. But, yeah, start me out as progressive and then see what you think of me after you hear me talk.
All right. Well, Free Talk Live's traditionally a libertarian show, but my opportunity to put a longtime broadcaster and friend on the air, I took it. I'm hoping to do the weekend shows with you here on the Gulf Coast of Florida in the WWPR studios.
The oldest broadcast radio station in Manatee County on the south side of Tampa Bay since like 1945.
Yeah, it's funny. Manatee County, it used to run the whole of Florida, the South Florida. All Fort Myers and everything was down Manatee County, but it slowly got sectioned out as Florida got settled. Air conditioning, I think, is really what was the big thing that got Florida settled. But John Ringling was selling a lot of lots back in the day before air conditioning was even heard of.
Don't get me started on the history around here, because we will go uber local, and I will be fascinating myself, but nobody else.
Let's talk about this story.
Yes.
It's out of Clewiston, so I know there's some rednecks involved. Florida principal won't be charged in paddling, and the family's lawyer is disappointed. Now, we're going to play this audio from this, and I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, the audio from this is a little on the shocking side. So prepare yourself, gird yourself for a little something here. Henry, are you ready?
I've got it ready. Hopefully it won't flip back to a commercial, but I tested it right here. The first sound you hear is the striking of the six-year-old child, and then you will hear the voices of the principal, I believe it is, principal and the assistant, and the mother is being talked to.
Tell you what, the clock here in my studio thing is a little off, so I was let's just hold on to it for just a second.
That's
here.
Fine.
Make sure we got it right. And
Can I also just say, for the people listening, be careful, because it's very disturbing. You really, really need to prepare yourself to listen to this, because I was disturbed when I first heard it, and I know you are, too.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about anything that's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Henry.
Right. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We're live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. Well, by live, I mean we produce a new show. There are a few days a week where we're producing a show during the day, and you can't call in. But it's rare. So the number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, and you can get on the air just like several callers who are waiting in. But, Henry, we got to pay the tees, as they say in the business, and we've got to play the audio from the spanking in Clueston.
You're gonna let that go, right? You think people are prepared for this?
I think so. I'm hoping. We warned them.
Okay. The first sound you hear, is, as I said before the break, is going to be the striking by the adult on the child.
The principal.
And then you are going to hear, I guess, the persuasive argument on why the child should be good as the principal tells it to the child. So you tell me if I get this too far to the mic. I think we should have told them that the mother is watching all this happen. In fact,
recorded it.
Asked them to apply the corporal punishment
That's correct.
To the child because she didn't want to. But she did want to film them with her camera, which is how we have this audio. There's about 30 seconds left.
You and your family, you better start treating your mom right. And you better start behaving and taking care of yourself. You don't keep messing up things. So disappointed in you. Next time you're going to have an idea. Every time you come to the office, you understand that? You want to come back to the office again? Because you have very often. You want to keep coming to the office? You're going to go back?
Yes.
I thought that one was kind of interesting, the calm down before you get sick. This is what I would say about spanking, corporal punishment. First off, generally public schools are not my favorite places in the world. I think that, they're a lowest common denominator kind of place. And, don't expect your kid to be treated well in an institution that has been failing to provide a competitive education against private schools for decades, centuries. But what I'm hearing is that I don't think you can spank and for it to sound good. We never spanked my son Jack. He's 13. And I know that there are people out there that think the kids are rotten if they're not spanked. That doesn't mean he didn't get discipline. He's been put in timeout and, you take things away and say, hey, you don't settle down and that iPad's going away.
You're talking about spanking. There was much more than spanking going on. There was mental abuse. There was psychological abuse. And what you also don't know if you haven't read the story, I know you've read the story, but yep. I'm talking to the audience now, is that the Clueston, where the school is, the employees, including the teachers and principals of that school district, are not supposed to apply corporal punishment to children that age. They're prohibited from that. But they took it upon themselves not only to spank that child, but to do the psychological bullying of the adult right in front of, not just what happened to the child between those adults, what happened to the humiliation of having it happen in front of the mother and the whole dynamic of the mother-daughter relationship.
Well, as I understand, the mother asked for the spanking. I think that gets complicated, right? When the mom says, yeah, go ahead and spank the kid. I feel like the to me that takes much of the onus off of the principal. I think it's weird in the whole thing. And it's and by the way, the kid was vandalizing a desk. Is that basically
She scratched the screen, the touch screen of whatever they were using for the online class.
Yeah, in a purposeful manner.
Oh, as purposeful as I guess a six-year-old gets. And I think the mother asking them to do it, she probably thought that they were going to strike the child. I'm pretty sure about that. I don't know if she knew the bullying and the psychological abuse that was going to impart on there.
Well, I find it disingenuous that the mom on one hand says, sure, go ahead and spank the kid, and then runs off to a lawyer and shows the video and says, hey, let's sue. I mean, that kind of sounds like...
No, I think the lawyer probably said that.
Indeed.
I think that the mother... I'm going to give the kindness of my heart to that mother, that she wanted the corporal punishment applied in a way that she thought a professional would do it. And then when she saw the bullying, and she did take the video to be sure, maybe she was, you know, premeditating this, but if she wasn't, and then she sees what happens... What is she going to do but go for some kind of relief and talk to a lawyer?
Well, I would say the first thing you'd do is say, well, maybe this school isn't for my kid, and I'm going to figure out how to send my kid elsewhere. But I...
And arrange the transportation and arrange possible tuition.
It's not easy.
No. Are you going to put the link of this on your website?
You better believe it. I'm going to
say it. So I want people to look at that, and maybe whenever they get around to it, they can comment and whatever. But look at that. And when you hear spanking, do you think what happened with that teacher, or rather that principal, and a six-year-old, not even... close to being fully formed psychologically, what she was doing and that power dynamic. And what about the principal that was doing that? She knew she was bullying, and that wasn't anywhere near what an application of corporal punishment by a professional would look like.
Well, I wouldn't know what I think that an application of corporal punishment
Marine, maybe.
should look like. I was surprised that there was a paddle involved.
You've never been paddled at school?
No, never. They had a piece of wood that they threatened us with as like kindergartners, and that was sufficient for me. But no, I never got paddled at school. I did get paddled by my parents on a rare occasion. I mean, I can remember a couple of times, and I'm sure that there were times when I didn't remember. I was younger or something like that. I didn't not paddle my son out of any kind of trauma or anything like that. I just always thought it looks bad. Like, it's difficult to... I've never seen a situation where corporal punishment was applied and a video was taken, and you're like, yeah! You know, like you're just never rooting for the person applying corporal punishment. I figured this is something that we can do without using
it. I know we have people waiting, and maybe sometime later in the program, a peer of mine from the class of 1974, I was 75, a female, the pastor's wife at my church, was paddled by a male principal, and I'll tell you the procedures of how that worked back in Bradenton.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas on Saturday as the violence in the area continues to escalate. The call's coming as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a building in Gaza City that housed the offices of several international media organizations. In his call with Abbas, Biden urged Hamas to stop firing rockets into Israel. He gave Netanyahu his strong support for Israel's right to defend itself in their call. And Colonial Pipeline says they've restored normal operations to the country's largest gasoline pipeline. The more than 5,000-mile-long pipeline that supplies nearly half of the gas to 17 eastern and southern states was hit last week by a ransomware attack. The company was able to partially restore service on Wednesday night. They say it still may take several days for fuel supplies to return to normal. This is USA Radio News. New data from the Border Patrol shows that encounters with illegal immigrants are up, and single adults are now leading the surge. The Border Patrol says they encountered more than 173,000 migrants in April, an increase of 3% over March. But more than 108,000 of them were single adults, up 12% from a month ago. Austin Scarrow, Chief Border Patrol Agent for the Del Rio sector, tells Fox News about the state of the border in his area.
Our single adult numbers are up almost 450%. Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%. Family units, almost 250%. We've seen folks from 70 different countries here so far this year. It's significantly busy. This month, just to put that into perspective for you, this past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Henry here.
That's right. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And I promise we're going to get the calls here.
Here isn't my last name, by the way. Henry is here, is what I'm
You used your last name on the air on...
Henry Reigns.
For years.
Yes.
Not me. No, thanks.
I used it as pro wrestling, too.
That's right. You were hammering Henry Reigns.
Even worse, as the promoter, I used my real name so everybody could find me to sue me afterwards.
That's probably not a good idea.
People don't care about that.
I want to real quick talk about Bitcoin.com. If you are a neophyte when it comes to cryptocurrency, it's a good idea for you to learn about this new and important technology. I mean, people are talking about it all over the place right now. 2021 appears to be the year of cryptocurrency. The Federal Reserve printing all its money and devaluing the U.S. dollar is, it's one of the big causes. And Bitcoin is the 400-pound gorilla of cryptocurrency. Go check out Bitcoin.com, and right there you'll see Get Started. You'll see they'll show you some videos. They have wallets. They have ways to buy Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. They have the opportunity for you to, you know, post on forums. They've got all kinds of things there at Bitcoin.com. And if you are Familiar with cryptocurrency? News.bitcoin.com has all the news that you need. You can subscribe to their RSS feed and get it there. News.bitcoin.com. So, Henry, this actually is a call-in talk show, so I'm going to go ahead and bring on some callers. Let's first go to David in Michigan. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Now, how are you, David?
I'm a little confused.
Yep.
Captain Kickass and Henry are one?
No.
No.
Captain is in New Hampshire in our main studio, and Henry and I are in a satellite studio that we have set up that we finally got some stuff going. It took 3 weeks of playing with audio and that sort of thing to be able to do the show remotely.
Yeah, that is a pretty good deal with the electronics nowadays, and that kind of what I wanted to say to begin with is that you brought up the newspapers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was 50 years ago I had my first paper out. Besides shoveling snow and raking leaves and cutting grass, selling golf balls at the municipal muni golf course.
Just the ones you found on the lake?
No, it was a golf course.
Yeah, but usually kids would get the golf balls from the lakes and the sand pits and things like that.
Well, I ended up actually long drive championships back in the 90s. I set a world record at 365 yards, 17 inches. Yet, of course, technology came on and guys are a lot bigger.
They got those 400 big heads
now.
In the drivers.
Oh, yeah.
David, what about newspapers? Yeah.
My newspaper route was a thick paper. Ads, a lot of coverage. And nowadays, even online, well, first of all, the paper back then cost, what, 20 cents a day? Maybe $1 on Sunday?
50 years ago, not even that. Not down here.
$5 for a Jackson Citizen Patriot newspaper, that's what it's called. Online, competing with their print. The print's $5 on a Sunday.
That's a big paper.
It's as thin as my underwear.
Really? Yep.
Take your word on that.
It is the old days.
The content, you know, aggressive journalists, hell, I should probably be one. Why aren't they covering you know why? I believe, and there's a lot of us patriots here in Michigan, with our evil Gretchen Whitmer as governor of the state of great state of Michigan. I'm a United States Marine. I got an honorable discharge. I got an honorable discharge with my head still attached to my body, which is important.
What's the conspiracy
still,
about Whitmer?
Look at
what
all the crap that's going on. Our information is not getting to us. And that's why I call you guys, because you do inform us. Captain Kickass, I'll let you go on that. Thanks.
Well, I'm Mark. Captain Kickass is listening, and he's probably pop in here in a second. Captain? So, anyway, I'm not sure what the conspiracy is.
Well, first off, I forgot what his first name was, but I was interested in what he was saying. Pardon me?
David.
David, I appreciate what you were doing with your paper route 50 years ago. I don't know if we're the same age, but 50 years ago, that would have been an option. You know, they were hiring 14, 15-year-old boys. Boys only, as far as I know, to do that. But I wasn't as hardworking and as industrious as you, but I did have some friends that did. And they would pass off the collection, not just you need to do the collection, but if you don't collect, you get the deduction.
Right.
They don't support you with the collection, at least the paper down here didn't. So that was a hard job, and I give Dave a lot of credit for that.
I can't remember what the movie was, but there was this important movie, and there was a newspaper kid in it that was constantly following around this guy, the main character, around. I want my $2 or whatever it was to try to collect the newspaper money.
All right.
Yeah, and it just goes to show kids were had to do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Dustin in Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, little guys. If you let me share a few points, this is a snuffleupagus, like the sniffles and the mass of the scars. But whoopsie to my firefighters in town. I'm trying to report corruption conspiracy to the website dustinthewind.com, and then you can also look me up on it. FOP, Fraternal Order of Police Bulls.
You got your website out there, dustinthewind.com. That's fine. What are we talking about?
Well, one, I was talking about Tea Party, and my sheriff officers and my court services to tell the presses that they're listening to all my advices, and that this government has concentration camp victims, such as the mentally ill, from their abuses, and that I just want to make those few points.
Well, let's talk about the mentally ill and the incarceration of them. I think it's very difficult from a liberty standpoint to justify insane asylums where people are against their will incarcerated, presuming that they have not harmed anyone. But
they can go to a retirement home.
You want to retire? You want to put mentally ill in retirement homes?
That's where they usually go unless they're indefinitely confined, and there should be an insanity plea that Bill Clinton took off the inmates court confession about insanity pleas.
Insanity pleas were always difficult. They're even harder now, but they still exist. You can make an insanity plea.
And then you have to, if it's a minor infraction, you have to face a competency evaluation, which I know in my locals. See, I'm mentally disabled myself, and I have this Stephanopoulos voice, like the sniffles and the masses of scars. But
what is a Stephanopoulos voice like the sniffles and masses of scars?
That's a Sesame Street.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dustin. I appreciate it. The number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
I couldn't find his Styx fan club.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. What day is it? Oh, it's like Saturday, man. Somehow, some way, we seem to have lost our remote session. And I'm not sure exactly why. However, I am still here. And if you're watching on our DLive, Twitch, Vaughn, or Facebook streams, you may notice that most of the cameras are pointed at facsimile Mark, and that is because Mark is broadcasting remotely, or at least he was up until mere moments ago, and he doesn't seem to be broadcasting at the moment. So I am going to just take over and talk about some things today. We do have some calls holding. We'll get to those. The telephone number, of course, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And the name of the program is Free Talk Live. And that's because, well, you get to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. And that's kind of what we do here. So, without any further ado, we are going to go to the phones because we are called Free Talk Live. Let's start with Mike. You're calling from Maine. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I heard you. I'm living up here in Maine now, but I heard you talking about the old mullet wrapper. That's what we used to call the Braden and Harold.
Sadly, Mark has dropped off of the broadcast for reasons unknown. And I was hoping to have him talk to you about this. What I can do if you want is I can put you back on hold and we can see if we get Mark back, because I think that you and he would have a very interesting conversation. Or you can say whatever's on your mind. It's up to you.
Yeah, go ahead. Put me on hold.
Okay, cool. Stand by, Mike. Let's go instead to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I had some kudos to give to Mark, too. I was going to entitle him. Remember how you two was having a pissing match about names have to be granted? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna name him Minister Mark, because I confessed to him on the air about getting busted as being Fred from Hillman.
He is a minister.
Yeah, sorry. Joining me is Bonnie.
Well, I'm a carpenter, just like Jesus was. I reckon I hit the nail on the head again, didn't I?
No pun intended. I didn't see that one coming. Nor did any. No, I was trying to make a saw pun there, but I totally failed.
Didn't see or saw.
Yeah, well, that was so saw sad.
I didn't pick up my hammer and saw.
Sharpen your blade, boy. Sharpen your blade. I got a treat for y'all.
Uh-oh.
I'm a carpenter, as I said, and I do rehabs. I found a 1951 Detroit Free Press.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The whole freaking thing. And you were talking about how newspapers are used to tell the truth. And in every city, there was a Democratic and a Republican newspaper. They would present different sides. They would battle against one another, right?
Okay.
The Free Press, I believe, was the liberal side. I think the News was the standard side. But here, I'm going to read you the headline from this paper. Troopers kill convict in putting down riot. This is in Jackson Prison.
Wow.
9 guards in Jackson were still hostage. Fire set. I ain't even put my eyes on yet. Or turn the lights on neither. I'll give you guys some... I mean, this is the ghost from the past.
Wait, what? 9 guards were held hostage in a prison?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, 9 guards still held hostage. Fire's set.
This happens every now and again, and probably more frequently than it used to, because the number of prisons in the United States has grown and continues to grow with really no end in sight.
The leader of the world in prison population.
Jackson has always been good guy, what should I say, a cesspool. It's just grown and grown. Okay, the next category down in a sidebar, 104 diehards defy tear gas and shotguns.
104?
Long arms of the thief are the cops' gems. Oh, my goodness. This is back in the day when they used to put the truth in the paper.
Yeah.
I guess I'm getting that here.
Okay. Well, those days are long gone.
This thing is almost 2 foot wide. The old paper from 51.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know,
Your daddy could make your mama disappear when he opened the paper at the dinner table or the breakfast table.
Yeah, he definitely would. I'm old enough to have actually delivered newspapers. And
I made my first honest dollar.
Yeah, I do recall.
My first honest dollar that way.
Specifically, my grandfather and my adopted father both would, at the dinner table or the breakfast table or both, depending on the day, open up the newspaper, and you really couldn't see anything except their hands on either side of the newspaper as they sort of read through whatever. And occasionally they would make comments about, oh, I can't believe this is happening, or, oh, hey, that's good news, or whatever it is.
You're making your wife sound even more like that 70s show than it did before to me, because you grew up in Wisconsin. You were alive in the 70s, so...
I was born in 72, so...
Yeah, they were older
than you. Yeah, I wasn't...
Because they were teenagers, still, you always make me think of that 70s show.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bonnie.
That must be Bonnie. You got such a sweet, sugary voice. I love you, honey. I really do.
Well, Major Payne, we appreciate the call. Have a great night. I am ill-prepared for today. Well, no, actually, I am prepared for today. I just need to go and grab my show prep, because I had some fun stuff that I wanted to talk about today, if this very thing actually happened, and we'll find that out momentarily. We have this from TheHill.com. Are you familiar with Trader Joe's, Bonnie?
Yeah.
So Trader Joe's apparently will no longer require customers to wear masks as a store policy. Now, the CDC recently has said that, you know, if you got the vaccine, it's cool for you to take your mask off. And then a bunch of governors in a bunch of different states have lifted their mask mandates. But not all states, some of them.
And not all cities.
And not all cities,
not
right.
Keen,
even but... even in New Hampshire where the state mandate is lifted, certain cities, or I guess they're cities technically, still have their own mandates in place. But Trader Joe's apparently says, no, we're not going to require you to wear masks.
Unfortunately, it's not really like that. I saw this story and they said if you're unvaccinated, you don't have to wear it.
It's a misleading headline.
Yep.
Far be it from the press or for the press to, you know, write a misleading headline. I was under the impression that this was them just saying, you know, taking a stand and saying, yeah, you know, we're not going to require it. But you're right. It goes on to say those who have been successfully fully inoculated, defined as 2 weeks past the last required dose of vaccine, won't have to wear masks outdoors or indoors and won't have to maintain physical distancing. Yeah. It says, however, the guidelines don't apply in healthcare settings, correctional facilities, and homeless shelters. The guidance also says that people still need to follow rules set by local businesses and workplace guidelines, meaning that private businesses could still require masks. In addition, people are still advised to wear masks when required, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Trader Joe's rule comes on the heels of another change that was quietly adopted. The company told USA Today that it is dropping the senior hours at its stores, except where it is required. So during the great COVID debacle that the United States government and all of the governors seemingly participated in, some stores decided that they were going to have, like, Wednesdays early, like, between, if they open at 7, between 7 and 10 a.m. It's seniors only, or at least that's when they wanted the seniors to come in, so that the seniors could be sort of isolated and do their shopping without being surrounded by, well, the rest of humanity, apparently.
That sounds like a policy that makes a lot more sense than everybody put dirty cloths on your face that God knows where they've been. Honestly, it doesn't seem like that bad of a policy.
Face diapers. That's right. So, yeah, thanks for the misleading headline, TheHill.com. I don't appreciate your lack of journalistic integrity, although, to be fair, my expectations were low.
Mine were with Trader Joe's, too, so I clicked on. I was like, what?
More Free Talk Live is on the way. Hour number two, coming up next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.